Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Peace, love, art, yoga, those four things are blended into an event coming up this Saturday in Ruston. Joining me for a preview is Courtney Thibault and Hope Anderson. Ladies, welcome to Lagniappe.
Thanks for having us.
Glad that you are here. And Courtney, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about this premier event. First time this has been pulled together, correct?
Correct. Yeah. The Play Festival is going to be this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be the perfect event to try out yoga if you've never been. And if you already go to yoga, it'll be a great event for you too, because there's going to be lots of different yoga classes, lots of different styles of yoga being taught and practiced this Saturday at the Play Festival.
So yoga is just not one style.
No, there's lots of ways.
I'm learning something new today.
Lots of ways to practice yoga. Mm-hmm. You can practice by studying yoga. You can practice by meditating. You can practice by relaxing. And then you can also practice by exercising. That's what we normally think of when we think about practicing yoga.
From what I understand, it's really going to encompass a lifestyle. We're talking about nutrition, gardening being presented as well.
Exactly. We're going to talk about all kinds of things that have to do with wellness and healthy living. And we're going to have a lot of people there showing how they practice yoga and how they live healthily. We're going to have people making their art. We're going to have musicians. We're going to have food.
It's really going to bring everything together. And, what will you be sharing during the festival specifically?
Well, what I'm going to be sharing during the festival is a beginner's yoga class. Mm-hmm. So a class to kind of debunk yoga, what you need to bring, what you need to do when you get there, and then how to start practicing.
How have you benefited from yoga? How did you first become involved in?
Oh, my gosh. I started yoga 15 years ago, and it was the first time that I went to some sort of class, and I was like, oh, this wasn't awful. I could do this. So I started to practice yoga, and it made me calmer. It made me more confident, not to mention that more flexible and strong. And it's really evolved into my whole life is kind of a yoga practice.
Well, Hope, your interests lie in yoga as well. When did that become a part of your lifestyle?
Yoga really came into the picture for me probably around the start of college here at ULM, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And I began taking because I was interested in it from a dancer's perspective and maintaining the flexibility, but also was very curious about the mind-body connection, which is such a benefit to yoga. A lot of people see it as an exercise process, but it's much, much more than that, and I've gained a lot from that practice.
I know that you've done workshops in the area, and you've shared your story with young women from our area. What experience do you talk about with that audience?
Well, when I was Miss Louisiana 2011, my official platform was Love the Skin You're In, which was something that I always celebrated growing up. It kind of has a literal and a metaphorical meaning behind it. I have very fair skin, and growing up, I was once told, you know, you would be so pretty if you only had a tan. And so that was something I kind of had to learn to love about myself. And so it kind of just became my platform automatically. But one thing that I spoke to young women about is just accepting and embracing who they are and where they are in the moment. And that's pretty much the essence of what yoga is.
What are you looking forward to the event coming up Saturday?
Because
you'll be leading a class as well.
Correct? I will. I'm at Louisiana Tech studying nutrition and dietetics, pursuing a master's there. So I'll be giving a nutrition workshop and also doing a demo on how to cook healthy food, maybe dispelling some truths and myths about the paleo diet and gluten topics. So that'll be interesting. But I'm really looking forward to taking some classes, too, that I haven't yet been exposed to. We'll have stand-up paddleboard yoga. We'll have aerial and acro yoga, which is with two people doing partner yoga. So it's going to be a really fun time. But it's not just for those who have done yoga before. We really want to encourage people to come who have always wanted to practice but have never had the courage to go out and do it.
Right. Courtney, I'm sure that's part of the event coming up this Saturday is for yoga instructors to be able to talk to people who want to get involved in a class, perhaps take something while they're out there Saturday, educating them a little bit about, you know, if they want to try something, if they're new to it, but if they're more experienced, then obviously there will be different classes that they could take as well.
Exactly. We have a huge yoga community with lots of teachers that teach different styles of yoga, and they have their own styles that they teach. So we want people to know that there's not just one way to practice and that you don't have one resource. You have an abundance of resources and teachers. So now you don't have to go and search them out. You can find them on Saturday.
And I believe a special item will be given away coming up Saturday?
We do have a special item that we're going to give away, a Lululemon mat, which is a fabulous yoga mat. They've donated one to the cause, so we're really excited. One lucky participant's going to go home with a Lululemon mat.
As far as being able to attend the event coming up Saturday, where will the event be taking place?
The event's going to take place at Louisiana Yoga and Paddle, which is in Ruston, Louisiana. You can get there by taking the Tech exit and then going south all the way to Highway 80. And then you will see some great big signs leading you to the Play Festival. If you're not good with directions, you can find a map at yogaandpaddle.com.
As far as that's the best, is there a phone number that somebody can find out more about it?
Of course.
Okay.
The phone number is 318-548-7071.
The Play Festival, Peace, Love, Art, Yoga, happens this Saturday. Hope Anderson, Courtney Thibault, thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You can learn more about this and other lanyaps by visiting our listening room at kedm.org.